On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to head across the Pacific and get the latest American news with Radio KJR's Dick Fain.
The most famous Australian, San Francisco 49er, is in action tonight in State of Origin number 2 for New South Wales. Dick Fain will be cheering for him. His good mate, Jared Hayne. Game number 2 of Origin. Dick, good morning, buddy.
Absolutely. You guys are looking to take the series. Congratulations on the first win.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. That was 3 weeks ago. It's going to be a real battle tonight, Dick. We've got some legends lining up tonight for Queensland.
Well, it's been a struggle for you guys for the last few years, has it not? When's the last win?
Well, 2 years ago, but we've lost 9 of the last 10 series. No, 10 of the last 11 series, sorry.
Well, I got my Blues jersey downstairs in a nice frame to be displayed to all who come and see. It's a nice conversation piece, and people come down to my man cave. So I'm cheering for you guys tonight.
Dick, I was over in San Fran a couple of weeks ago for the NBA Finals, Game 2, and it was quite interesting. I went into a San Francisco 49ers official merchandise store, and there's a little shrine for the Hayne plane in the corner. And they said that they'd sold out all the jerseys, but they were still selling some merchandise like key rings and stuff. And there was a Hayne plane face washer.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, I'm sure San Francisco is a very popular American city for Australians to travel. And so a lot of people have come over, whether to see Jared Hayne when he was with the 49ers or just to, you know, just to come over. And I'm sure you can get jerseys online in Australia without problem, but there's, you know, something a little special about going to the city itself and grabbing some paraphernalia, no question about it.
What about this Floridian, Brooks Koepka? What did you make of it, mate? The seventh first-time winner from the last 7 majors.
Well, when you just speak of Brooks Koepka first, I'll talk about him and then talk about what I thought of the tournament. Brooks Koepka is a guy that, talent-wise, could win 3 or 4 majors. I mean, this is a guy that just bombs it a long way. When his putter is going like it certainly was on Sunday, he is absolutely elite. I think he's should be grouped in that kind of that second level along with the Hideki Matsuyamas. You know, after you talk about the big four, you know, you talk about that next group. And then he and I think Hideki Matsuyama should be in that group right there. The Adam Scotts are in that next group right there. And you know, Brooks Koepka, we're seeing kind of this switch to an athlete playing golf. I mean, we haven't had a lot of athletes play golf. Tiger Woods was an athlete, but we don't have a lot of athletes in the golf world. Well, now in back-to-back U.S. Opens, we've had real true athletes win the event. Dustin Johnson last year and Brooks Koepka this year. And we're seeing some more of those big guys that probably were good enough athletes to play other sports here in America and decided, you know what, I'm gonna go into golf. And I think that's good for the game. I think golf needs more athletes. As far as the U.S. Open itself, I mean, I didn't like the track. I mean, it was a course I would love to play. I think it'd be a lot of fun. I think it reminded a lot of people of our course here in the Seattle area, Chambers Bay, that we played a couple of years ago. But to my eye, it's just not a U.S. Open course. I don't want you to be able to tee up the ball and shut your eyes and swing as hard as you can and have a 70-yard fairway in order to land a 330-yard drive. I don't think that's open golf. I want to see guys have to strategize. I want to see guys have to really, do I hit driver here? Do I hit 3-wood here? Do I hit 4-iron here? And really play into some really tight greens with some very tough greenside rough. That, to me, is the U.S. Open. We see what we saw this weekend. We already see that at the British Open. We already see that in the Open Championship with the high fescue and the wide fairways and the greens, the greenside shaved down to where there's no rough. So, to me, it was kind of a boring tournament, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, just tee it up and close your eyes and swing for luck. Have you been watching how I play golf?
It's a bit like that.
What's the NBA draft's coming up? We had Australia's Ben Simmons went number 1 last year. What can we expect this year?
Well, we had a big trade in the last 48 hours or so, and I think the Boston Celtics did the right thing by trading away the first overall pick because I don't see a lot of difference in these first 4 or so guys that are going to be drafted. And we're talking about Markelle Fultz, the point guard / scoring guard from right here in Seattle from the University of Washington. We're talking about Lonzo Ball, the elite playmaking point guard that's got the goofy looking shot. We're talking about the two best small forwards in the draft, Jason Tatum out of Duke and Josh Jackson. I'm watching right now, kind of doing some research on those guys leading up to my show tomorrow. Tatum is a real versatile, smooth, isolation type player that can post you up if need be. And Josh Jackson's a little more of the high flyer, the back end of an alley-oop. He'll throw it down, stick his elbow in the rim, and he's got a great passing game as well. So, I think those four guys, and there's some more. I mean, I think it's a deep draft this year. I don't see the superstar. I don't see the next LeBron James in this draft. I don't see the next Kobe Bryant in this draft. But I do see a lot of guys in this draft that I think are going to really help their teams and be good, long, 10 to 15-year NBA pros.
You're a good man, Dick. Go get that New South Wales jersey out of the glass cabinet downstairs and put it on and make sure you cheer home the Blues. Thanks, Dick, as always. Dick Fame from Radio KJR Seattle.